At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2 plus a little bit more of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Even though some things in life pretend like they're more important, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, an hour 10. Let's just call it the midnight 15 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Looking to the past, I want to thank everyone for their enthusiastic response to last week's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank, where we presented the Bee's Knees. A lot of music that came out in the year of 2020 that I acquired that I thought was good enough to share with you, the listener, because we have that kind of relationship. You know, at a time like this, in our shared experience, one can only turn to oneself and say, what can I do to help? What can I do to make things better, to make people happier, to actually start building bridges among one another? And then I realized that the answer to that question is the same as the answer to many other questions we ask here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. It all comes down to the fact that monkey equals funny, and if you add a chicken in there, hold on. It's another monkey and chicken show right here. Air bubbles in the think tank.
Chicken rhythm. Go J-Lo. Chicken rhythm. Go J-Lo. Chicken rhythm. Go J-Lo. Chicken rhythm. Go J-Lo. Chicken rhythm. When that rooster start to crow, grab your partner on your way. Then you move out on the floor, cause it won't be long for the break of day. J-Lo,
chicken rhythm. Cook J-Lo. Chicken rhythm blowing on out the bar.
A little bit of soul now. got a splinter in the joint of my little toe, and a garter snake bit my knee by the bend of the little St. Joe. Honey, that's Missouri, the land of the dust and the toad. Wonderful town, Chicken Row. Once I had a scorpion on the lobe of my good right ear, and a great, great grandma who could hear what she wanted to hear. Honey, that's Missouri, the land where the sky overflowed. Wonderful town, Chicken Row. Beasts of burden nipped at their hay, and a pool room banjo played the end to each day. Night so quiet, you could hear a mouse tipping through the parlor of a boarding house. Once I got a sunburn on the back of my itching neck, took a ride with a girl in a Model T, and died in a wonderful wreck. Honey, that's Missouri, the land that the Lord never knows. Wonderful town, Chicken
Row. I read that story, Man Against the Sea. That's a true story. It's a pocketbook I read. Devil's Island is another pocketbook. It's an unfictitious story. I read it. I read the Mutiny on the Bounty trilogy. That's non-fictitious. I read about John Dillinger, the criminal. He had a mustache. I saw it in his picture. His mustache was the color white or gray. I read Frank Buck's Bring 'Em Back Alive. I took it out of the library, I read it, and then I returned it. Frank Buck, I read the whole thing. You know what he brought back? Elephants, monkeys, giraffes, and zebras. I know he brought back elephants and monkeys, and I think zebras and giraffes as well. The monkeys got wet, if I remember right. I would say that the monkeys were on the deck and got wet from salt water, or from the water from the guy who was swabbing the decks.
Look at all the babies, all the tiny babies riding on the chicken truck, taken from their mothers like so many others, gone before they learn to cluck. Someone's making wages, stacking tiny cages, he don't even seem to care. that somebody's baby, someone's tiny baby, soon will live his life in there. Lucy rode out here with the others, lots of sisters, lots of brothers, family. When she got great big and juicy, KFC came after Lucy Fly. Chickens, all the happy chickens flying through the clear blue sky. Wings are made for flying, not Kentucky frying. The colonel is a bad, bad guy. Wings are made for flying, not Kentucky frying. The colonel is a bad, bad guy. The colonel is a bad, bad guy.
Third monkey tried to get in the ark, but no, that wouldn't do. They left him crying in the dark, they just had room for two. Oh, how the third monkey cried, how the third monkey sighed. Oh, how the third monkey fell is plain to see.
Bop, 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 bop five little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said,
no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Four little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said,
no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Three little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and that cat said,
no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Two little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mama called a doctor. The doctor said,
no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
One little monkey jumping on the bed. He fell off and he bumped his little monkey head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said,
no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Now they're jumping on the sofa instead.
Rick Stockwell.
Hello?
The monkey department, please.
Yes, well, what is it?
Oh, I'm interested in purchasing some monkeys.
Yes?
You, I understand, have some for sale.
Yes.
What types of monkeys do you have?
Well, we have the spider monkey, we have the little capuchin monkey, we have the cinnamon ringtail. Well, what monkey do you want?
Well, which are the most tender?
You mean the which make the best?
I'm interested in making monkey soup.
A what?
Well, you know, in Ghana, the delicacy is monkey soup. I was thinking for cooking purposes.
For cooking purposes? Well, you can use almost any kind of a monkey if you want to cook them.
How do they sell?
Well, we have them from 35 up.
Oh, gee, I was...
See, the marmosets are $35.
Yeah.
That's the kind you hold in the palm of your hand, the little ones.
Yeah.
And we have monkeys for 45.
Yeah.
We have monkeys for 50, and we have monkeys for 65. It all depends on what you want. What you do with it? You can make soup, or you can have them as a pet.
The only thing is I was having dinner for 12.
Yeah.
And there's not much meat on the marmosets. That would be quite an expensive dinner.
Well, we could let you have the marmosets a little cheaper if you buy them in quantity.
Yeah. Do you think maybe if I bought a few...
I could let you have them at 4 for $100.
Uh-huh. Do you think if I bought perhaps a larger... monkey, maybe...
Well,
you know,
we have a large monkey, a pigtail.
Is that a good cooking monkey?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, that we wouldn't know too much about the cooking part of it because we have very, very little requests for people that want to use it, you know, to cook. Most of them buy them as pets, you know. But this monkey is a large monkey.
Mm.
Unless you have him for $85.
Yeah, see, then I could get
more. I think you can serve 12 people or more with him.
Yeah, I'd probably, you know, see if I could get larger portions from, you know, one or two monkeys. That would be better. When you do get requests for cooking monkeys, what kind do they usually ask for?
As I said, we haven't had the request for a cooking monkey.
Yeah.
But unless they buy them and they don't tell us what they want to use them for, you know, they just buy them and do as they please with them, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
See?
Good. I guess the best thing would be to come down.
The best thing would be to come down.
Right. What time are you open until?
We're open till 4 o'clock.
Right. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Chicken, chicken's a popular word, but anywhere you go, you're bound to find a chicken ain't nothing but a bird. Some people call it a fowl, that's the story I've heard, but let them call it this and let them call it that. A chicken ain't nothing but a bird. You can boil it, roast it, broil it, put it in a pan or pot, brown it, eat it with potatoes, rice or tomatoes, chicken is still what you've got. Boy, it was a dish for old Caesar, also King Henry III. But Columbus was hip, he said, take this tip. A chicken ain't nothing but a bird. Pan or pot, brown it, eat it with potatoes, rice or tomatoes, chicken is still what you've got. Boy, it was a dish for old Caesar, also King Henry III, but Columbus was hip, he said, take this tip, a chicken ain't nothing but a bird, a chicken ain't nothing but a bird.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that was the first portion of this evening's program, as I felt it was extremely important to put together a monkey and chicken show for you tonight, this week, these times. We all need a little comfort, and that's what a monkey and chicken show was made for. It's been years since we did one. Years. So I thought, why not now? Now more than ever. So here we are. Hopefully you are enjoying all of this silliness over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I bet you're putting up all the pictures of all the records and everybody is enjoying themselves mightily. At least that's always my hope. But don't let me stand in the way of you getting your silliness on right now. Let's turn right back to a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite. Because what monkey and chicken show would be complete without it? Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Turn it down. called the Chicken Shack. As fine as wine, and it's really on the ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall. Parts of the chicken once more is a cinch. You can even get the last part that went on the fence. Have a ball. On all you cats, you can shop with a tack, because the party's letting it start down at the Chicken Shack.
Old lady cried, my hands don't live like they used to. Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? She lost her helping hand. Her next door neighbor, old Pappy, he seems to be very happy. He can plant his corn, they will grow long, cause the old rooster is gone. Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? She lost her helping hand. I know a lady named Sue. Her rooster died too. She didn't sigh, she didn't cry. She made her a pot of stew. Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? She lost her helping hand. A rooster died, old lady cried, my hands don't live like they used to. Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? She lost her helping hand. I know a lady named Sue. Oh, rooster died too. She didn't sigh, she didn't cry. She made her a pot of stew. Ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame?
Helping hand. Monkeys are the craziest people.
I found that out while strolling through the zoo. I stood beside a cage of apes. They raised an awful fuss. They said to me, take off those clothes. We know you're one of us, cause
monkeys are the craziest people, y'all.
I don't know which is which or who is who.
I look up at a monkey maid whose eyes were kind of dreamy. She said to me, "Hiya, Toots, won't you come up and see me?" Cause
monkey yells a crazy devil yells a yonder.
For they tried to make a monkey out of me.
A monkey yells a crazy devil.
I found that out while strolling through the zoo. When chimpanzees or apes climb trees, it's obviously quite clear they have no reason than a man up on a chandelier call.
Monkey kills a play on his people.
I don't know which is which or who is who. It must be grand in monkey land when open-air penthouses, when monkeys live in comfort with no coats, no vests, nor trousers call.
Monkey kills a play on his people.
They thought I was a big celebrity. They asked me for my autograph and asked me how is tricks. When I refused, the monkey said, "That guy is from the sticks." Cold
monkey kills the quails, his people.
I know they're nuts and nuts they'll always be.
Yes, sir.
But when love calls to orangutan or even a big gorilla, they share bananas or a nut. She don't demand chinchilla calls.
Monkeys are the quails, his people.
And someday they'll make a monkey out of me. And someday they'll make a monkey out of me.
So I taught him how to bowl. He has fantastic upper body strength and excellent control. He used to practice daily and developed perfect aim, which paid off for him big the day he bowled a perfect game. I didn't actually watch that day, but trusting him is not hard, 'cause he's an honest little monkey, and he showed me his scorecard.
all the way down in Wagga Wagga. That's where you hear the jaga. Sing your tickle tickle tamba. Hi hi yamba. Hi 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 yamba. He's cute little and he's funky. Why he's just a tiny monkey. Sing your tickle tickle tamba. Hi hi yamba. Hi hi yamba. All day he sits and he munches. Bananas, vines, bunches. Sing your tickle tickle tamba. Hi hi yamba. Hi hi yamba. The kids go all there noodle. You see that monkey doodle doodle. Tickle tickle tamba. You say tickle tamba. Hi yamba all day.
Story sad but true about a little monkey and a monkey dance he made the people do. From miles around they came to see on stage and screen and on TV the smallest dancing monkey in the whole wide world, no bigger than a flea. Then one day, very strange, the monk began to change, and as he danced, he grew and grew, he grew and grew, and he grew and grew, until he grew as tall as you. Who wants to see a monkey do a dance when he is 5'2"? No more the smallest monkey in the whole wide world. His stardom days were through.
Hello? Is this the William Morris Agency? What's that? Don't call you, you'll call me. Hello, is this the Rothbard Agency? What? Are you trying to make a human out of me?
He was forgotten then, until he danced again. And as he danced, he grew and grew. He grew and grew, and grew and grew, until he grew to 12'2".
Wow!
And now a King Kong thing is he. He hollers down at you and me, 'cause he's the biggest monkey in the whole wide world. We got a dance for him.
To him?
Yeah, me!
Thank you.
tree.
Don't let a stranger sell your stories. Bad is cheap and so is lying. I got a place already for you. The space between living and dying. You're a chicken.
You're a chicken.
But you got a gutter mind.
Can't you tell I'm in your corner? Don't you know I'm good for you, you? We'd be too much together. There's nothing we can't do. No, no.
I'm a little bit you. I'm a little bit
of a chicken.
You're a chicken.
About me.
Don't be a pa 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 pa.
I am here to set you free.
This is Amy Fleetwood.
Hello, this is Amy Fleetwood.
And we want all those silly people.
And we want all those silly people.
To stay off those nasty, nasty drugs.
Nasty, nasty drugs.
And thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I did it.
It's telling me.
To say the monkey won't do. One Saturday morning I woke up late. I found a little monkey outside me gate. I went outside to investigate. The monkey was doing the latest dance craze. I don't know what to say the monkey won't do. Don't know what to say the monkey won't do. And when I dance this cat, monkey dance it too. And when I wash, wash, monkey wash, wash too. I don't know what to say the monkey won't do. Don't know what to say the monkey won't do. I don't know what to say the monkey won't do. When I rough and tough, monkey do it too. And when I whoop and I wham, monkey whoop wham too. I don't know what to say the monkey won't do. I don't know what to say the monkey won't do.
It's Saturday night, the zippiest night of the week. Go out on the town, have fun, live it up a little. It's for occasions like this, when you want to look your very best. Look good, feel great.
And chicken slops! Chicken slops! Chicken slops! Chicken slops! Bye.
Saturday night suit. Your kind of suit. A suit with a sense of occasion.
Chicken slacks.
WMFO in Medford. Stereo.